section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
The views and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of the hosts. All the penis jokes, racial statements, and inappropriate comments should not be associated with our guests and sponsors. This show is for entertainment purposes only, and if you're easily offended, we suggest you stop listening now. But if you do, you will deprive yourself of the most amazing auditory orgasm ever. And who doesn't like a good auditory orgasm?
I am about to tell you something that'll change the face of history.
Put it down!
Coming to you live from the dirty stalls of the IBWIP studio and the airwaves of Silent Storm Radio, please welcome Amish BJ, Cold Beer Coley, and the podcasting god,
Amen.
Blake Clayton, and another fucked up episode of It Burns When I Pee.
We're not total dicks.
Follow that, bitch.
1, 2, 3, 4... When I turn my radio dial, I hear it's pop country. Those corporate jerks sure get on my nerves. That ain't country to me. Now it burns when I pee. It burns when I pee. That's what Nashville did to me. So let's take a piss on the Nashville music fest. Cause now it burns when I pee.
Thank you.
You're mumbling words, but I can't hear anymore. You're totally entertained, but I'm absolutely bored. To the sharks with your conversation, see what they say. So thrown overboard and disappear into the waves. Down to Neptune's kingdom in the ink black drink. Octopus bartenders, you can hear the mermaids sing. That'll teach you all to try and disobey. Here's a one-way ticket to your watery grave. And we say to all our enemies, we'll see you in hell. We're gonna walk them off the plank into the wishing well. Down to David Jones' locker where the fishes sleep. Won't be praying for you, so don't be praying for me. Oh, to all our enemies, we'll see you in hell. We're gonna walk them off the plank into the wishing well. Down to David Jones' locker where the fishes sleep. Won't be praying for you, so don't be praying for me. Kill all those prisoners until their skin turns green. Let the salts of the ocean wash the skeleton clean. Raise up those oars and let them fall. As the wind steady sings, you can hear the crew call out. To all our enemies, we'll see you in hell. We're gonna walk them off the plank into the wishing well. Down to David Jones' locker where the fishes sleep. Won't be praying for you, so don't be praying for me. Oh, to all our enemies, we'll see you in hell. We're gonna walk them off the plank into the wishing well. Down to David Jones' locker where the fishes sleep. Won't be praying for you, so don't be praying for me.
Alrighty, folks, welcome to episode number 86 of It Burns When I Pee. I am your host, the podcasting god.
Amen.
Blake Clayton, and you're listening to It Burns When I Pee here on SilentStormRadio.com. You're listening to episode number 86. And those wonderful, fine Choirers back there. Let's introduce those fine folks. Bacon, we're gonna have some bacon. We're gonna have some bacon tonight, and the man who's putting it all together, the Amish BJ. How are you, my friend?
I'm damn fine, Blake. How the hell are you?
I am splendid. I have a new microphone. Can you tell the difference?
Sounds very nice.
Can you tell the difference?
Yes.
Ah. And alongside him, over there in Shippensburg, Pennsylvania, is the beautiful, the lovely, the sexy, the... Ooh. I don't know.
Keep
just
going.
Too damn amazing for me to even know about. She is what they call Cold Beer Coley. Welcome to the show, my dear.
Well, hello, Mr. Blake, and how are you tonight?
I am but amazingly well. I have nothing to bitch about at this moment in time.
Well, that's wonderful, because I need to tell you what we just listened to just about 5 seconds ago.
Okay.
We listened to Riverwalk by Left Lane Cruiser and The Plank by The Devil Makes Three.
Woo-hoo.
Cheers.
Cheers. Everybody take a drink. In the chat room, take a drink.
Cheers.
Cheers.
And alongside me, drinking a double bastard, which I think he needs two hands to hold on to the bottle, is Mute Jacob. He is in the house.
Hey, Mute Jacob.
Hey, Mute Jacob.
What's up, Helen Keller?
Hey, I'm talking to you, but you can't see me.
Hey, Anne Frank, how are you? Was she? Oh, Anne Frank wasn't.
Not Anne Frank.
Oh. Oh, she hid from the Jews. No, the Nazis. I'm starting it off on the right foot tonight, aren't I?
So Blake, I just wanted to let you know, our oldest son was walking through the grocery store the other day, and he is horrible at accents, much like you. One episode, I think we should just have you and Sean do accents the whole time.
That would be sweet.
Name an accent, and I'll do it.
Italian.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay, now French.
Oui, oui, how you doing?
He's actually getting better. Yeah. Oh, Sean, you might have a competition.
Molly makes me practice it when we do role-playing.
Oh.
What did he say?
He said, Mama, me. And I'm shuffling papers here.
Why would you shuffle papers? We don't have any kind of outline of any kind.
Questions for the funness that's going to happen later.
Oh. Well, folks, if you want to be wild and crazy, you can call the dial-in number.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right. We'll take your calls live on the show. You want to give them the number, BJ?
Sure. It's 1-203-429-4711.
Feel free to interrupt us at any time. We don't give a damn.
Indeed,
please. Well, folks, we're going to start it off with a little game, not a game, a little segment that we like to do on the show. Let me get the stuff set up here.
It burns when I pee, brings the latest news happenings. It's stupid people doing stupid things. People doing stupid things with cold beer podcasting. Got an Amish BJ, so sit back, relax. On IBWIP, hear stupid people doing stupid things.
We do this segment from time to time where we talk about people that are really stupid.
Yeah. And there's quite a few of those people out there in the world.
There are tons of them. I never have to worry about having plenty of content.
No, sir.
All right, well...
No, sir.
No, sir.
No, sir.
No, sir. Yes, sir. No, sir. All right, well, tonight we're doing... this comes not from Pennsylvania, as most would think.
Thank God.
Because there was a time there where we were doing quite a bit of it. All right. Well, here we go. The article is titled, Woman Kisses Son to Pass Drugs in Jail. Woman, 54, accused of trying to get
Oxycontin?
Yeah, that's probably what it is. Oxycontin to her son in jail. And we will put the link up. It's in the great state of New York.
Yay, New York!
Way to go, New York. A mother in New York State is accused of passing drugs to her son in jail. By French kissing him.
Ah. Ugh. That's just wrong.
That's kind of hot.
What? You want your mom's tongue down your throat?
No. Okay. Of course not.
Yeah, he'll have sex
then
with...
Why is it...
He'll have sex with you in his mom's bed, but he doesn't want to kiss his mom with a tongue.
Well, that's different.
All right.
Can we not bring that up anymore?
It says Kimberly Merrigson, 54, was trying to get two Oxycontin pills to her 30-year-old son, William Partridge, so obviously she's been married before, during a recent jailhouse visit, the Rochester Democrat and Chronicle reported. She pleaded not guilty this week to a variety of charges, including third-degree criminal sale of a controlled substance, and promoting prison contraband.
Wow.
Nice. She is a classy lady.
Oh, and she's very, very beautiful.
I'm sure.
Sure.
We will post a link to this on our show notes when the episode is released on Friday.
You know what, though? She was probably... The son probably needed the drugs, so he didn't get ass raped.
True.
So she was probably just helping her son out, and I would kiss my mom so I didn't get ass raped, too.
Yeah, that's kind of like a would-you-rather we should have played. Would you rather
French kiss your mom for drugs or get ass raped in jail?
That would be a good
time. And I'd lose somehow.
Yeah, either way you would lose.
Right.
Partridge has been jailed since January 22nd on an unrelated weapons possession charge and is scheduled to be arraigned next week, according to the Bingham newspaper. I can't fucking read. So there it is.
That's beautiful.
I thought that would be a lot more grosser. I guess you have to see the picture of the young lady. She's just not having it.
Yeah, I guess you would. I mean, I'm just thinking of all the ways that I would probably kiss my mom rather than something happened to me in jail.
Right. You're like, Mom.
It turned into a big thing of would you rather. And I'm not making any money or getting peed on.
Right. Do you want to play would you rather?
No.
Nobody likes that game except me. All right. Well, what else do you want to talk about?
Can we call would you rather BJ's going to lose?
Right. That's one way to
Or play. Why don't we just do every game BJ's going to lose? I'm still a little... little torqued, can you tell?
I think you'll be able to redeem yourself later.
Okay. I hope. So, how you been, Blake?
I've been splendid. Of course, I survived Valentine's Day without getting in complete trouble.
That's a good thing. Molly didn't...
I don't like it!
Speaking of Molly's, is she making you work out still?
The workout. Well, let's talk about the workout. We've been members for 3 weeks now, and
yes.
I have not gone once.
Oh my god! May I ask how much you pay for this said gym a month?
I don't really know. I think I'm supposed to give her $25 a month. I'm assuming it was probably $10. She's pocketing the rest.
What's bra doing? Without you.
I know, right? He's like,
Bruh.
You never come in, man. What are you, afraid to work out? Afraid to pump a little iron? You ready to get abs still like me? And I'm like, dude, I want to be able to comb my hair so I can lift my arms up to my head, unlike you. So, yeah, unfortunately, I have not got the workout bug yet. So I'm still packing on the pounds.
Nice.
That's good, though, Blake.
That just gives you extra energy when you do go out and work out.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Right. Tell Molly you're just down in carbs, so you have that energy, that carbohydrate rush.
I'm like, how about you give me $25 a month and we just have sex every day? That'll be a workout.
That will help.
That would work.
Because we should try that. You know, this is what we should do. Okay, we should all weigh ourselves tonight after the show is over, okay?
Okay.
And then with our significant others, since Molly's not here right now, I'm going to go ahead and volunteer her for this. But we should have sex every day for a month and then weigh ourselves at the end of the month to see how much we weigh.
That would be awesome. But I doubt we'd have sex every day of the month.
Why not?
Because we're old.
Well,
everything from the waist down is kaput.
Kaputski. It doesn't work anymore. So, yeah. Well, okay. Well, I thought it was a good idea. It's either that.
It is a good idea. We could call it the IBWIP workout for life.
The sex workout. And then we can sell DVDs instead of t-shirts. Then we'll make even more money.
We could. And we could get some... what are they called? Ching Chong Bitches.
Yes.
Hey.
Ching Chong Bitches.
All right. Trying to bust me out. I like Facebook in certain ways, and one of the ways I like is to subscribe to Ching Chong Bitches. And for me, it is strictly for show research and international affairs.
Right.
Yeah.
But for everybody else, it shows that Blake Clayton and one other person likes Ching Chong bitches every day.
And it's funny because every night about 10:30, the guy who runs it, I'm assuming it's a guy, is like, "Hey guys, I'm getting drunk. Email me your pictures." I'm like,
Nice.
So he's a classy dude, huh?
Oh yeah.
I have not seen said advertisement though for me.
Oh, you don't have to wait for the advertisement. Just go up to the search and put Ching Chong bitches. It'll come right up first thing.
All right, I'm going. Ching Chong.
Ching Chong bitches? Yeah.
Ching Chong ping pong.
No,
no,
no, there it is. Yeah, Ching Chong
she's
bitches.
She's got big tatters.
Yeah, that's not normal for a
no
Asian woman.
And I was thinking about sending him an email because I'm not really happy with his he's not very accurate. I've never in my life seen a Ching Chong bitch with titties that big. Wow. And to be honest with you,
there's a lot of girls Ching Chong bitches with big hooters on here.
I know. Well, at first he was doing really good and had some hot sexy ones and I was like, I like it. And now he's putting those big humongous, like where they have to hold him up for the picture. And I'm
the one with the blue and the black hair, she's pretty hot.
The other night I was like, I don't like it.
Wow.
So
I also like when it says Asians and then it says Blake Clayton likes this.
It gave me away.
Yeah, it did. If this show wouldn't have given you away a long time ago, Facebook definitely would have.
Right on. Well, we want to make a big announcement here. IBWIP is now going to have a comic strip.
Woo-hoo!
Woo, woo, woo!
Yes, we have teamed up with Eric Van Singel, and he is going to be doing a comic strip for the show. So, like every other week, like next week, the next live one we do, he'll have a comic strip for this week's show.
That awesome. That is totally awesome. I'm like really stoked about this.
Yeah, and it's super awesome. And he's already got one made for us, and we're gonna release that Friday. So you folks definitely want to go to our Facebook page and check it out. And you can check out his work at ericvansingel.com. That's ericvansingel.com. He's a great artist. He does freelance work. He's been kind enough to do this for free.
Yeah, that's the best part about the whole thing.
Yeah, he was really cool.
Although, seeing the comic book version of Amish BJ and Cold Beer and the podcasting god is quite amazing.
Yeah, he was pretty spot on. So definitely look for those. And I also think there might be something special in the works for the 6th anniversary.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. I like it.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Well, folks, we have a big, huge second half lined up for you. We better
I'm sorry, Blake.
No, that's fine. Go ahead.
All right. I was saying since we have a big, huge second half, we better go into a song. And I think we should hear "Can't You See a Flood's a Coming" by Joe Huber.
And if you listen to what the song titles, you might get an idea of what's going on for later on. And this segment, we always start slow, folks. Don't worry, we always start slow. What? Right?
Yes.
Yes.
We start slow. All right. This segment is sponsored by Visine. Whether you're a stoner with a bad case of red eye and needing to head to your parole meeting, or your pissed off wife who wants to slowly poison your husband, use Visine. Visine is available at all your favorite retailers. Visine, keep the red out and get the husband dead. We'll be right back, folks. Hey, we're trying to do a show here, goddammit.
Can't you see your floods are coming? Said the bird real high, ain't that something? Said the people without running. Can't you see your floods are coming? Well, hey there, bird of misfortune. Come again some other morning. Well, people here don't heed that warning. Sky's too cloudy where you're soaring. Like a silly bird I might sound, but from my vantage point I found where men gather sinks the ground and all the evil pools to drown. Yeah, they'll throw that quarter down the machine, right down that slot of dreams. And in the hands of unknown forces, it'll land in a mass of metallic corpses. Yeah, from the rich down to the poor, folks move like revolving doors. And other pimps and thieves and whores just walk the streets down on all fours. That soldier boy without his band is marching down the Avenue Grand. His feet are sinking in the sand and there's tingling in the tips of his hands. And he'll be screaming how he's better than, but there ain't no one worse off than man. Carry that torch while in the stands, no one claps at our command. But happy are the foolish flocks with houses made of building blocks, selling stones and pain with rocks while the lonely buzzard mocks. No, you never learn you're part of all. The world looks better on your wall. Blind and deaf, you miss the call. Now water or the land will fall. Can't you see a floods are coming? Said the bird real high, ain't that something? Said the people without running. Can't you see a floods are coming?
Pay attention, folks. Here is how you contact the show. We love your feedback, so get off your lazy asses and get a hold of us. You can email Blake at ibwip.com, AmishBJ at ibwip.com, and ColdBeer at ibwip.com. That's my mom and dad. We also have a dial-in number that you can use to leave us a voicemail or call in during the live taping. Now program this into your phone. 1-203-429-4711. We look forward to hearing from you, and remember, boob pics are always welcome.
More booby pics! More booby pics! Ah! More booby pics! More booby pics!
Hey folks, let's take a minute to talk about our friends over at Piss Poor Washboards. Baby Genius from the goddamn gallows and his brother Quentin have started a company called Piss Poor Washboards. Piss Poor Washboards is your one-stop shop for custom art washboards. Whether it's done with wood burning or painting, these are the people that you want to get a hold of. Remember, friends don't let friends buy washing machines, and IBWIP doesn't make friends with shitty companies. If you're interested in getting your hands on a custom washboard, either to play or as a piece of art, email pisspoorwashboards at quintonbaker.88@gmail.com. Also, like them on Facebook and tell them that IBWIP sent you.
Catfish territory, cracker swarm. When I got on down there, down at the Bay Road, getting out by gators, a lily bed hopping toads. To the river, this canoe better stay afloat. Gotta get to the catfish, wish I had me a boat. Man, this place is jumping.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Cool.
Let my troubles go. That's awesome. I love that song. That was Lone Wolf, Can Catfish Blues. One of our good friends.
We love us some Bruno.
Bruno!
We sure do.
We sure do.
Yeah. Mario time.
All right, well.
I'm going to win. Sorry.
It's all right. It's on you next anyway.
Ah, we got a game.
Uh-oh.
Did you connect with Stag? And
they are more than welcome to join the chat. Do you want me to go ahead and play the theme music for you? Host?
Yes, sir.
BJ,
let's get this band tuned up.
BJ is officially your host for the next 20 minutes.
Oh, God.
I think I played that extra little extra long there.
Are we ready?
I don't know. I think we are ready. I don't know. They haven't dialed in yet. Go ahead and introduce what's going on.
All right, everybody. Now it's time for your favorite game show on IBWIP. It is How Well Do You Know Your Partner? I got control of the soundboard now, bitches.
I'm going to win this game.
No, you're not.
We are waiting.
BJ, sure that you lose.
Peach and Stag, please click on go to Hangout and come on in.
We're doing it live.
We're doing it live.
Doing it live, folks.
Molly, do you want to sing a little song for us while we wait?
I wasn't sure if I could speak or not.
You may speak. Just don't hit the desk.
Just don't hit the desk.
Okay. I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like it.
Hey, Molly, we're going to weigh ourselves tonight after we get done doing this, and then we're going to have sex every night for a month, and then at the end of the month, we're going to see how much we weigh.
Yeah, we don't have a scale.
Mute Jacob's going to lift us up and tell us how much we weigh.
Yeah, but what about that 1 week?
You give me oral sex, because it still counts as exercise.
I should. Does oral sex count as exercise?
Well, yeah, you're moving your head real fast. That's just like doing jumping jacks.
Because that's kind of working your back muscles.
And you're moving it like a shake weight.
Shake weight.
It works the muscles of my neck. You know, they're kind of flabby right now.
He's pretty good at this. He's pretty good at this sound effects thing, isn't he?
Mm-hmm. You gave him a power that you are never going to give back.
Well, let's go ahead and talk about our trip to. Let's go ahead and do the Silent Storm pimp, and then we'll go back to the game, because I think Stagger and Apple are working diligently, so
feverishly. All right. Well, we'll do.
Let me clean my throat.
The T-shirt orders are going in tomorrow. We had a last second. Hubbub of somebody that wanted to order a lot of shirts, so we had to let them in. So everything's getting emailed to the printer house tomorrow, so we should have them 2 to 3 weeks, hopefully.
Nice.
And they will be shipped out immediately. As soon as we get them, you'll get them.
That's a good turnaround.
Yeah, we're hoping.
Hopefully. We got to see what the printer is going to do before we...
Hey, if he gives you a date that you don't like, what do you say?
I don't like it.
Molly, show him how.
I don't like it.
Oh, my God. Jesus. Sorry, everybody. I'm blowing your eardrums out
sorry.
There.
I'm sorry. And that's not even full. Jeez. That's not even full blast.
Well, me and Miles took a trip this weekend to Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. Nice.
Yes, they have cheese.
A lot of cheese on everything.
Cheese on everything. They if you
cheese on ice cream.
Cheese on ice cream. It doesn't matter.
Not mine.
But we went up to our good friend Shannon, who's on the chat right now, and we went up to his house, and his wife Amy, who used to hate me.
I think she still does, honey.
I think I wear it in on her. I think she likes us now.
Are you sure?
Well, she likes me. I mean, I don't think she likes Molly very much, but
I'm hard to like.
But we went to their house in Watertown, Minnesota, and then we went to Milwaukee to see Joe Hubert. Hence, why I played Joe Hubert.
Was that a fun time?
It was a really good show. Rick Ness, the stand-up bass player formerly of 357, played bass for him, so it was really kind of cool to see those two guys together on stage again.
Nice. Cool.
But we had some interesting stuff happen while we were there. And we'll start with Molly's blowjob.
What?
Well,
I don't think you should be telling them about that.
I thought she didn't like it. I don't like it.
I made her like it. I said, it's too damn bad. No, she did the shot. What was the shot called?
Rum shatter.
Ooh. Rum shit?
No, rum shatter.
I called it rum chata. I called it.
Might be rum chata.
God damn it. Shut up. It's my fucking show. You got Sunday nights. You can't have this one too. Anyway. So she took one. And the video is on Facebook. We can't tell you where it's at. But there's a video of you no-handing, a no-hand job, a shot of that. How was that?
Nice.
Molly, you sexy little devil, you.
I try. It was really, really yummy. It was the best thing I have tasted in a long time.
Besides my sperm. I mean, my sperm Sorry. Is good tasting.
Oh my!
But she did a fancy shot, and I think I'm going to post a link to that video so everybody can see it.
It got messy. I mean, I can't swallow.
Damn right, it got messy.
It did get messy. It kind of went up all over my face. But
and boobs?
No, didn't go down. It was cold in Wisconsin. They were not out.
It was like 6 degrees up there. So then we're standing at the front of the stage, get ready. When Joe goes on, we go up to the front of the stage, and you start about halfway through the first song. All of a sudden, this girl out of nowhere jumps in front of us and starts doing a dance that I don't think I ever have seen before. It was the most odd thing, and I was like, about a song and a half into it, I was like, Miles, she can't do this the whole set, can she? And I'll be goddamn she did. Can you describe what the dance was, Molly?
No. It was horrible. I mean, but you know what? She was self-contained, and there she was with the whole rhythm thing. But she was
shaking and
she was shaking and going back and forth, up and down, and moving her head and her butt and her arms, kind of like a chicken dance. It was a chicken dance on steroids. That's
wow.
But she didn't do one move twice. I mean, it was all just like it was like oh, hello.
Did you get video of that?
I don't know what to do now.
Too much shit going on.
I have no idea what to do.
Say hello.
Hello. I don't know what to do. That's not what we're supposed to do. I don't know. I think there are people. Oh, maybe it was a phone call.
Yeah.
Lord, I can't keep up. It was a...
Jacob really wants to...
I don't like it!
I'm having
doing it
live. I'm having a rough day all of a sudden.
Hello?
Hello, housekeeping? So,
we are out of lemon pledge.
Need some more lemon pledge.
We're going to get this. Come on. All right. And what else was I going to say? Oh, and our good friends Harold and his wife, Marilyn, were there with us. You remember Harold from Muddy Roots?
Yep.
Yeah. He was there, and we hung out with them. And it was so funny. At the end of the night, his wife came up to me and... You know, we shook hands, and I said, it was good seeing you. She goes, it was good. She goes, thank you. And I was like, for what? And she's like, for entertaining me. She goes, you're hilarious.
Oh.
She was being polite.
Wow, God. You were not helping at all.
Sorry.
Molly didn't like it.
I didn't like it.
You got video of Mal taking the shot. Did you get a video of this girl dancing?
No,
He tried. I think he tried, but...
I mean, we wouldn't post it on the internet. It would just be a in-house, oh my God, look at that.
I might want to hook up with this girl.
Dude, she looked like she was having a seizure. I don't know what the deal was.
Might have been fun.
Maybe she was possessed.
We're having a bunch of difficulty, folks. I don't know. I don't know what to do. God damn it. I'm trying to stall here.
I like chicken.
I like waffles.
Put it I like Hall & Oates.
Ooh.
I like spatulas.
I don't like anything. Molly, what do you like?
Shit.
Hey, Stagger, and you guys, if...
Sorry.
All right. Well, hey, BJ, let's just play me versus Molly, I guess.
Are you sure?
Well, I don't think they're going to be able to get it, so let's go ahead and...
Okay, do it on the chat? Does it work on the...
We'll have a segment one and a part two the next time.
Okay.
When we can get it to work.
All right. Here we go.
All right.
Do you need the theme song again?
No, I'll be okay.
No, come on. You got to have the thing.
No, really. He'll be okay.
I don't like it.
And cut.
Don't tell me what to do on my own show.
All Jesus. Right, boys and girls, it is now time for America's favorite game. How well do you know your partner? First question goes to Blake.
It's on
After
me.
The honeymoon, do you think
hold on.
Sex life...
Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. They're gonna call in. Folks, if you never listened to this show, this is the way it always goes. So don't think you're seeing anything special.
3, 2, 1.
I'm gonna try to dial them in. I'm gonna try to dial them in, folks.
Cheeseburgers.
What the fuck is going on with my life? God
Steak
damn it.
Steak and potatoes.
Tube sausage.
Sweet potatoes.
Oh, fuck my brain. Jesus Christ.
Corn in poop.
Ew.
What?
Corn in
What's
poop?
What's wrong? Corn fritters.
Michael Jackson molested me.
Apple fritters?
Fried okra.
That's puppies. What?
Fried okra.
Okay.
Falafel?
Lemon pledge? Blake's stressing the fuck out. We're just over here laughing.
He's fuming.
Yeah.
It's coming out his nose now.
It's coming out my nose. I have a nose?
Yeah.
Fuck me. All right, folks. Hey, we got a YouTube page. You guys want to hear about that while we're waiting? We got a YouTube.
Sure.
We got a YouTube page. It's called PeaVision. It's all one word: P E E A V I S I O N. Check that out. I can spell. That has a lot of our live performances. We just released an episode with Filthy Still, episode 85. They played a couple songs, and we did an interview. So you can check that out. We have one with Bruno. We have one with Carrie Nation in the Speakeasy. Adam Lee from the Dead Horse Sound Company. We got all kinds of stuff going on. In this episode, I don't know why you'd want to download it, but it will come out on the 22nd, this Friday, episode 86. Fuck you guys.
Going home.
I don't like it.
Don't like it at all. I have horrible ideas. My ideas are like root beer. They just explode in front of me. God damn it.
We should promote episode 15 while we're waiting. Thanks, Shannon. Yeah, folks, if you want to kill yourself, go download episode 15 of It Burns When I Pee. You will promise to commit suicide when it's all over.
On your front porch?
It's
Ooh,
not working.
Too soon. Too soon.
Oh, shit.
All right, BJ, go ahead. Keeps calling.
Right, huh?
Just go. It's not... I don't know what the fuck's wrong. Go ahead.
We're doing a two-part segment here. All right,
here we go. All right. Hey, this is the moment you've all been waiting for.
Let's get it out.
All right, Blake. After the honeymoon, do you think your sex life will be like A, pump up the volume, B, the song remains the same, C, to kill a mockingbird?
The answer would be C. To kill a mockingbird.
What?
Really?
Molly says B.
The song.
Do you really want me to beat down your ego and read the whole thing?
Sure, I would love it.
Yes, you have to.
Gonna have to go with B. It isn't supposed to get any worse, right? Nice. There was a laugh out loud there, so.
Nice.
I didn't really. I was. Oh, damn it, Beach.
That was sweet of you.
Hey, you know.
I love you, by the way.
Love you, too. Got that wrong.
That's all right. You'll get them all wrong, too.
Oh, that's nice. You don't know me all right.
All. You don't know Moss. Me at all. You don't know me at all. I don't like it when you don't know me.
Yes, Beach.
How many Mountain Dews does Blake drink a day?
Oh, a day. Do I have a range or do I have to pick a number?
You have to pick a number.
13.
The fuck? That's impossible.
That is not impossible. The amount of soda we go through is asinine. And you drink. I put two in your lunch and you drink them all day long.
I take one to work with the two that you give me.
So there's three.
I usually buy one.
Okay, so there's four. And how many do you drink at night?
Not eight. God.
Blake said 8 to 10.
Oh, well, I really wasn't that far off then. I was only off by 3.
No.
Still got it wrong. Give her a gong. She deserves a gong. Yeah. So you don't know
and
shit
who's running
neither.
The show, damn it.
You don't know nothing
let
either.
Let him use his stuff, okay? Hey. Don't be telling him how to host his show.
Look at that. You put a ring on it. That's why if you like it, you should have put a ring on it. If you put it on it, you ain't going to like it no more. You get bossy. God damn.
Motherfucker.
I'll put my dick in your mouth. I'm going to choke the shit out of you with my penis in your mouth.
Bite it off.
All right. Let's move this along. What is Molly's bra size, Blake?
Oh, shit. I'm going to turn my back to her, and I'm going to say A.
Fucker.
I don't know anything about bras.
You're not. You might want to just forget about that whole sex for a month thing. You can go jerk off for a month and see how much weight
you lose. You know, to not to stick up for Blake because he always makes me lose games, but I didn't know Nicole's bra size until just about, 3 months ago?
What, a month ago?
Yeah, a month ago when I went to take her to get more bras. I had no fucking clue.
Yeah.
And I've been with her for 15 years.
Because I look into your eyes. I don't look at your chest. I look into your eyes.
I say they're big.
You knew what letter they were, though, at least, didn't you?
Not really.
How big are they?
No, you know, we don't need to talk about it. He just got it wrong.
Well, what else?
Yeah, I wasn't going to say.
Okay. Yeah, he got it wrong. They're bigger. Let's just put it that way.
All right.
If you were on
Molly.
Hey, if you were on Ching Chong Bitches, I'd know what size they were.
I'll Ching Chong you, motherfucker. You're done. Done.
All right, Molly.
Yes.
Who would best compare to Blake's performance as a lover? A. Don Juan, B. Chuck Norris, or C. Krusty the Clown?
It depends on the day. Oh.
Wow.
Krusty the Clown.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Son of a bitch.
And Molly gets one right.
Woo, woo, woo. Yay, me.
Yeah, you're real good. Could you put your face in the front of the microphone, please?
And stop hitting the table.
That's all right. I'm gonna come back. I'm gonna be. Don't call it a comeback.
Right.
I've been here for years.
You ready, Blake? To come back,
dude. I'm on it.
All right. When Molly is talking about wedding plans, do you listen? A, 100% of the time. B, 50% of the time. Or C, 10% of the time.
That's a horrible laugh. Now he's going to cough. Now he's going to hack and cough. Yeah, now he's going to sound like he's going to die for 10 minutes. Just one. There's a mute on the microphone.
What was the question?
Do you really want me to repeat it?
100%, 50%, or 10%?
Yes.
50%. Bullshit.
Oh,
that's bullshit. Jacob,
sorry.
Jacob, I listen 50% at least. That's bullshit.
Molly, should I read him the real answer?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. By the amount of feedback I get from him, I would have to say C. And if there was less, I would pick that.
I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
Bullshit.
That's false.
So Blake, you got exactly zero, right?
Yeah.
Molly's got one.
All right. Krusty the Clown and sex. I'll show you. I'm going to stick it in your butt tonight and show you Krusty the Clown. I'm going to give you the Krusty and the Clown.
Yeah. All right. Molly, yeah. What is Blake's biggest pet peeve?
She'll never get it right. Never in a million years is she going to get it right.
Oh, it's not multiple choice?
No.
Fuck. There is so much that he hates. I'm not sure I could pick one. Interrupting people. When people interrupt.
Oh, sorry, wrong. I fucked up there, but yes, that's right.
Are you shitting me? Holy.
Yep.
There. This game is rigged. This game is a bunch of bullshit.
What? Huh?
Huh? What?
Yeah, and I don't know you at all.
You don't know me. You're getting lucky.
That wasn't even a multiple.
You don't know me, nigga. Oh, shit.
That's racist.
That's racist.
I don't like it.
All right. You got lucky.
All right. Blake, are you ready to turn this thing around?
I need to, don't I?
Yes.
All right.
If Molly makes something for dinner that you don't like, i.e. cornbread, do you A, eat it anyway, B, politely decline, or C, make gagging noises and ask Molly what the hell is she thinking?
Should be a D, throwing it across the floor.
I've never thrown food at you.
Near me, but not at me.
I'm sorry, what were the choices again? I did miss one of them.
A, eat it anyway. B, politely decline. Or C, make gagging noises and ask Molly what the hell she was thinking.
I'm going to say A, I eat it anyway. Thank you. Thank you very much.
But here's the whole answer.
Oh, fuck me.
It depends on if Eli is at the table.
You're a bitch. This is going to piss me off.
Most of the time, it's A. He eats it. Laugh out loud. So it wasn't that bad.
No, but you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't.
When Eli's not at the table.
All right. Go ahead. Now you're going to get one wrong here, so go ahead.
I never seen people fight after this whole thing.
What number are we on?
You're almost done.
No, I just want to know.
You got two more. Molly has one more.
Okay, so I can. Okay.
You can. If she gets the next two wrong, you can still win.
All right.
All right. What kind of old man do you think Blake will be? A, a dirty old man. B, cantankerous old bastard. Or C, delusional basket case.
B. I'm going to have to go with B. Oh, C? I'm going to have to go with C. There's no way in hell he's going to be an A. It's either a B or a C.
Nice. It's all right.
So, Blake.
Yes, this is my comeback.
Yeah, here's your chance. Okay. If Molly makes something for dinner. Oh, shit. I already did that one. Sorry.
Hey!
Yes. Sorry. All right, this one's a little dirty. I hope everybody has their kids in bed.
Woohoo! Jacob, go to your room.
How many times a month does Blake ask Molly for a blowjob?
I don't ask her. I tell her.
Shit.
It's not multiple choice?
Nope.
Nice. Nope. Nice. Way to go, Staggin Apple.
What, do you keep counting
I'm waiting. No, I'm waiting for you to answer the question. This is your question about me.
No, this is you answering.
I have to answer how many times I ask for a blowjob a month?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, this is going to change things. That changes things a lot. I'd say 20.
A day?
Oh, a day? I thought it was a month. Oh, once we don't redo it. I didn't understand the question. I thought it was a month. I mean, how many?
I'm sorry.
It's a month. Nicole's confusing things.
I'm sorry.
Again.
I thought he said day. I apologize. That was my fault.
Jesus.
Here's what Molly has to say. Maybe twice, but really, he doesn't have to ask.
I asked yesterday. I asked yesterday in the car, and you said no.
You hadn't showered, and I did it with my hand, so.
See, what the hell? I don't get any of this when we're driving down the road.
BJ, you would crash the car. You would kill us all.
I have never once got roadhead or road hand in my life.
Hey, Coley.
Again, you would kill us all.
Coley, you need to take care of that. That's bullshit.
In all fairness, he had just bought a t-shirt.
Okay.
All right.
What one thing? When someone curls his toes a lot, you don't want him to take it off the gas or the brake pedal. Just saying.
Hey.
I want to do it in a traffic jam and have some ugly trucker staring at us going, I like you two a lot.
I like it a lot.
Go faster. You need to go faster. Touch them there. Grab
All right,
balls.
Molly. This is the last one. You can just devastate Blake on this one.
Okay.
You already won. But
no, she didn't.
If Blake had to have sexual relations with a man to save his own life, this question's just wrong because he'd have sexual relations with somebody without having to say. Never mind. Would he choose A, Texas Jeff, B, Hobo, or C, the Amish BJ?
This was the hardest one to answer, by the way.
No, it wasn't. I knew the answer as soon as I read it.
I have no idea.
I liked it. I liked it a lot.
Is this a trick question? Because he'd like to do all three, I'm sure.
That's kind of true, but that's not the answer.
Oh, okay. I have no idea, so I'm taking a stab in the dark and saying Jeff.
Oh, no, sorry. Yep,
that's the
you
best
got that
part.
One right.
That's the best part. That's the best
I
part.
I got that right?
Yep.
Everybody gets lucky once in a while. Look at Jacob.
All right. And next week, we'll have to. I'll save these.
Don't I have another one?
No, you're done.
I should have another question. About Marlon.
No.
Yep, that was 5-5.
Right. That was 5-5.
I'm the winner.
No. I'm the winner.
Molly got 3. Blake got 1.
Yep. I even kept tally, too. So, haha.
Oh, excuse me, Miss Fishel Scorekeeper.
And what do I win?
Sex with me.
Woo!
You get to drive in a car with me somewhere, Molly.
What?
If you won't perform, maybe Molly will. Maybe Molly will.
If Molly wants to die, then she can go right on ahead.
Yeah, see.
This on head.
Hey, Gillian says that Molly's got 3 and Blake got 1. That's only 4. So there should
yes,
be another.
The other ones were zeros. The first question, you both got a 0.
No, she's saying it's 4 for them.
Oh.
Oh. But,
Oh, okay. I got you. All right.
She's right. You're right, right, Gil.
It's four for the couple.
Yes, you're right. I forgot.
All righty. Just to go through, Molly, thank you for playing.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Thank you for not knowing
anything. Thank you, Molly.
Thank you.
Thanks, boss.
Anytime you're up for that drive.
Bye.
I'm putting her on mute now. There we go. Now we can get back to the real show. Hey, everybody, on March 4th, we will be here live again on Silent Storm Radio with episode 88. And on March 15th, which is a very important day, Molly, remember, March the 15th.
The Ides of March.
Yes, the Ides of March. Don't forget, you might get stabbed. But no, we will be releasing an interview, an episode with the vampire, the vampire, Jesus Christ, the Viper of Melody himself, Wayne the Train Hancock. It was a great interview. At the end of March, we have an interview with JT from Liquorbox, and more to come in April, which I'm not going to tell you yet. And
yay!
And scene.
Hey, are we going to go over this thing I had to watch MTV for?
Jesus, that's...
Do you want to go over it?
I am in a rage about this.
All right, here we go. I'll segue in for you. How's that?
Okay.
Okay, so, you know, we all heard about Manti Te'ao or Matia Te'ao or Matato Matato. He was the guy... Manti Te'ao. There you go. Pretty close.
You interrupted Blake. That's one of his pet peeves.
Yeah. I'm not even going to go there because I do fan feedback. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, that's true. I got you. So this guy is a football player for Notre Dame, right?
And he, yes.
And
supposedly his grandma and his girlfriend died within 6 hours of each other, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Jacob, why do you look at me like you don't know what I'm talking about? You're an idiot. That's why you don't talk.
Is he doing that sideways look like a puppy when you make a weird sound?
Right. With his pantyhose on his head. I didn't when he came to the door, I didn't know if he was going to rob me or come in and have a beer. Anyway,
or both.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, he has this online, it comes out finally that his girlfriend didn't die because she wasn't real. It was his friend that was gay for 2 years or something like that. Supposedly,
yes.
And he was talking.
It was a long ass time.
I think it was 3 years.
Yeah, and he was talking to him on the phone like all the time and stuff, and didn't realize it was a guy. And the guy.
Yeah, I don't understand the phone thing.
Yeah.
Well, the thing that I read said it was the parents of the gay guy actually used his cousin's voice. So I don't know if the cousin, which is female, was actually the one talking to him with him there. Or just recorded him and had a soundboard like you guys do. Man. Who knows? Mystery.
So anyway, so hearing about that, I heard they called it catfishing.
Right.
What a catfish has to do with people acting like they're somebody else online, I don't know. But I guess the
bottom feeders. We even read about that too. We did so much fucking show prep today.
We did more research than you.
Oh no, you didn't believe me. No. So then I saw on MTV, BJ's favorite channel, that there's a show called Catfish.
Right. And I watched the first episode of this god awful crap. I haven't watched MTV since the first season of The Osbournes, so it may even be longer than I thought it was.
Well, the premise of the show is they take somebody who's been in an online relationship, they try to get the two people to meet up and find out if it's a real deal or not.
Right.
So, you watched the first episode. What did you think?
I was waiting for him to come knocking at my door, personally.
Despicable.
Because I'm always online acting like I'm a 12-year-old boy. I mean...
Sandusky.
I mean, no. I don't do that shit.
Well, here's my thing. Is I don't understand. Like, if you don't... this one episode I watched, okay? This kid, he was in college, or high school or college or something, right? And he had this online relationship with this girl for over a year, but he had never talked to her on the phone. And she made, you know, he would chat with her all the time, but he would never talk to her on the phone. She wouldn't talk to him. All right. And so they go to this guy's house, and you know, he's a good kid. You know, he's a clean cut kid, and he's got friends, and you know, he's on the lacrosse team or whatever. I guess gay is it? I mean, lacrosse. No, I'm just joking. Sean plays lacrosse. It's not gay. But but this guy was, you know, he was a good kid, right? Smart kid. And he's had, you know, sexual conversations with this girl and stuff, and they talked all the time, but only, again, chat. All right.
Right.
So they finally, you know, they do their little investigations and trace, and so they go to this house. Out comes this little black gay kid.
Right.
Like, so he was the one that was talking to her?
Yeah, he was in college. He was little, I meant size-wise. But
okay.
Yeah, not his penis, just his height. Come on. Bleep. I had a bleep. That's why we need this on a video. People will understand. I have a bleep. Okay. So yeah, and so the guy's like, you know, and so the guy on the show is like, well, how long have you been, you know, doing? How many times have you done this before? And he's like, oh, I talked to like 100 different guys. I'm like,
oh.
So you act like a girl, and so I guess he was pulling pictures off the internet of one girl. And, like, used those. It was the weirdest thing. And then I saw one where this black guy who was a cook, so you obviously he was just, like, you know, a real overachiever. But he was in an online relationship for over 2 years with this black girl who he thought was a transsexual, was a guy, now a girl. Okay? And he was not gay. The guy says he was not gay, but he formed a relationship with this guy, with this girl. And so they end up meeting, and it's not a transsexual guy who's turned into a girl. It's a big old black woman who was a lesbian.
Nice.
And she was just looking to make a friendship, and they got a connection over the years. You know,
here's my take on the whole thing. People get lonely.
Right.
Or they start doing this as a joke or whatever. And then it snowballs into something that you can't stop.
Right.
I mean, I'm not talking from experience or anything, but.
Well, it ended up being that this girl was actually giving money to this guy, never even met him, was giving him money for his phone bill and for him to live off of. He had to take an airplane to get to her house, for Christ's sakes. So,
damn.
So then she. She's like, you know, he's like, you know, I you know, it's just the most odd thing in the world. And I've been lonely. I've been lonely in my life. You listen to episode 15. I've been lonely in my life. That's why I started podcasting. But I don't think I would ever have a relationship with someone who, A, like, wouldn't talk to me on the telephone, like, send me a picture or something. You know what I mean?
Well, here's the thing. I think we can all relate to this in a little way because all of us – knew each other from the internet first.
Well, yeah, but
we all developed a relationship on the internet that one of us could have been a fucking weird psycho killer.
There was one, but we won't get into that guy.
Is he in Florida?
No. No.
No, but
a while back.
But anyway, you know, they could have been all of, like, I could have been, you know, a weirdo.
Yeah, that's true. But
it turns out I'm a funny weirdo.
Right.
That people like to be around. Maybe. I hope.
On occasion. But,
yeah, occasionally. But I can see where people get wrapped up in these online relationships.
Well, that's like the one that we watched.
But I wouldn't send anybody. Well, actually, we do send each other money.
Well, we've all known each other, but I mean, like, we see each other, like, we see each other on a camera, or, like, you know what I mean? It's like, there's proof. This guy is sex chatting with some girl and telling each other they love each other, and he's never even talked to her on the phone. If it was me, I'd be like, bitch, you need to send me a picture with, you know, doing the peace sign upside down with your finger touching your ear. You know what I mean?
Right.
You can't Google, you can't Google image that shit.
Right. Yeah, that is the thing. I mean, plus none of us had, well, okay. It wasn't in sexual in nature. Any of us, really? Was it? I'd lay half of you.
There's play. There's the play talk, but nothing got like
what
out of.
Coley, you weren't supposed to tell him.
I've seen some of your posts on Facebook. I know.
Oh, it's my fault. No, see I'm how just, she turns us
I'm,
around.
No. I'm just saying. It's all play. Nobody's actually being serious. Now the other day, I got a private message from somebody saying, "Hey, beautiful, I love your profile pic." And I have no idea who this guy is. None of my friends are friends with him. So I never answered him.
That's my online, what do you call it? Persona. Persona. That's my online persona. Coley, I want you.
Yeah, I'm. I got one. If you guys need to talk to a little lovely lady with big bosoms. And,
they're a size A.
No, mine are C. I just won't Skype with you.
Yeah, because my webcam's broke on my laptop.
Right. That's the excuse right there. People use that.
My Wi-Fi.
I mean,
my Wi-Fi is really bad.
Yeah, my Wi-Fi sucks.
Because I live in.
Maybe I'll call you, text you.
Hey, how you doing today, big fella? Well, I can't believe Manti Te'o is not smart enough. Obviously, those people at Notre Dame don't educate their football players. But, you know, because the big thing with him is, I mean, the whole, like, country and the whole, like, United States was, like, backing him and telling him how bad they felt for him. And, like, one game, all the students had lays, like, not BJ, wait for me, all those things you put on your neck. You know,
right?
And then so now look, I think he was in on it. I think he's gay. Was had a relationship with this guy. Knew it was a guy.
I don't know. Why would you tell ABC Sports that my girlfriend died of leukemia or whatever? And I just don't know. He probably he is gay, and that's completely fine. But
well, I thought it was.
Not that any gay men are looking for my approval.
The manatee guy.
I can't fuck you in the ass because BJ says.
Manatee, whatever the fuck his name is. His grandmom was sick.
Yeah, his grandma died. And then
I guess he was telling this girl that he thought he was a girl that his grandma was sick, and then it played into her being sick. And then she got into a car accident and was just coming out of the leukemia or whatever the fuck it was. And he knew, like, he was just talking to his buddies in the locker room about it. And that's how it got out there.
The world is gay.
That's what I got from the story.
The world is a bunch of fucking crazies. Thank God we're normal.
Right. You guys thank God we are well-adjusted individuals. With great pastimes and loving, loving hearts.
Right. Which segues into perfect cold beers, double D's.
Yes, yes. I picked a couple good ones today, this week, I guess you would say. This week, every other week, whatever. I Wish I Had a Catfish / Backdoor Man by Mr. Ben Prestige and one of my all-time favorites. Fishing in the Dark by Nitty Gritty Dirt Band.
I want to thank everybody for coming out tonight. Sorry for the technical difficulties that we had, but we'll get Stagger and Apple to do theirs pretty soon. Thank you, BJ and Coley, as always.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Blake.
It was a hot mess, and I love it that it's a hot mess because it's a hot mess with you guys.
You know what, though? Every hot mess episode, the episode after, we always end up like rolling laughing at the end of it.
Right, exactly.
So, every other one, guys, it's hit or miss.
Yep.
Even odd.
Yep. Just like Star Trek movies.
Oh, now they got the hangout to work.
Well,
It's been quite a long time. We'll have to save it for next time. This this segment of It Burns When I Pee was sponsored by Highway Hummers, Food, Fuel, and Fantasy. If you're ever in Beloit, Wisconsin, stop by Highway Hummers. Where else can you get a frozen burrito, fill up your tank, and buy an $80 butt plug? Feel free to check out the back room. It's part of life. I love Highway Hummers off Interstate 39 in Beloit, Wisconsin. Good night, folks. Thanks a lot.
Night, all. Love you.
Love you.
I wish I was a catfish swimming in the deep blue sea. I'd have all you good-looking women fishing out to me, fishing out to me, fishing out to me. Well, there's two train running, but they're no just before midnight, baby, and other just all day, other just all day, other just all day. Well, I went down to my baby's house, and I sit down on her step. She said, come on in now, baby, call. Husband just now left. Husband just now left. Husband just now left. Husband just now left. Well, I am the back door man. Well, I am the back door man. Well, the men don't know, but the little girl understand. Late at night while you people are trying to sleep, well, I'm out somewhere making my midnight creep. Well, in the morning rooster crow, something tells me I got to go, I got to go. Cause I am back door man. Well, I am back door man. Well, the men don't know, but the little girls, I understand. Just now left. Husband just now left. Well, I am husband just now left. Back to old man. Husband just now left. I am husband just now left. Back to old man. Well, the men don't know, but the little girls, I don't understand.
Yellow moon coming up tonight, shining through the trees. Crickets are singing and lightning bugs are floating on the breeze. Baby, get ready. Across the field where the creek turns back by the old stumble road, I'm gonna take you to a special place that nobody knows. Baby, get ready.
days are getting long. I waited all winter for the time to be right, just to take you along. Baby, get ready. And it don't matter if we sit forever and the fish don't bite. We'll jump in a river and cool ourselves from the heat of the night.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code, Section 8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.